This is KUT. The federal government has released the first of weekly reports listing law enforcement agencies that do not comply with federal immigration detainer requests. Last month, President Donald Trump signed an executive order mandating these lists be made public. As KUT's Audra McGlinchey reports, Travis County accounts for nearly 70% of the detainer requests denied, but that doesn't tell the whole story.
From January 28th to February 3rd, Travis County denied more requests from the Federal Immigration Agency, or ICE, to detain undocumented immigrants booked into the local jail than any other jurisdiction. More than Los Angeles, more than Philadelphia. Out of the 206 detainer requests denied nationally, 142 were in Travis County, according to the federal government.
Well, I think we need to understand this information in context.
Alyssa Steglish is an immigration lawyer with the University of Texas Immigration Clinic. She says, consider the timing.
You'll notice that the Travis County, the detainer decline date is all dated February 1st, which was when Sheriff Hernandez's policy took effect.
Except for three detainer decline dates of February 2nd, Steglish is right. February 1st marked the start of Sheriff Hernandez's new ICE policy to only honor detainer requests in the case someone's charged with murder, aggravated sexual assault, or human smuggling. Travis County says the federal government is reporting such a large number because these detainers were denied retroactively to folks sitting in the local jail at the time of the policy change. In fact, 73% of the detainers issued for inmates in Travis County predate 2017. Here's Travis County Major Wes Pretty.
It wasn't just the detainers that were coming in from that point on. It was also those people that were already being held in custody at that time.
Pretty says the public should expect
any subsequent reports by ICE will certainly reflect smaller number of declined detainers by our agency.
There were additional questions Monday as to the accuracy of the federal government's numbers. Earlier, Travis County said it actually denied at least 50 more detainer requests than the federal report states. That report also says Williamson County denied 4 requests. But the Williamson County Sheriff's Office tweeted Monday that it had not denied any ICE requests. It's unclear how this list will be used. The same executive order that mandated the publication of this list also stated jurisdictions that do not honor all ICE detainers could lose federal money. Travis County has already lost a number of state grants over their ICE policy. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.